Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we will not be doing that for you. This is Milestone Episode 90.
90.
90.
This is a big episode, guys. We are 10 away from 100.
10.
What have we got planned for the 100th episode?
Oh, it's we've got several companies we're in the works with. Mm-hmm. To
when you say we, you mean you?
Well, you know, us, me and the government and a bunch of other entities that had to get involved to make sure the clearance is available for the 100th anniversary. Not anniversary, but 100th episode celebration. This is episode 90, Dollars, Deals, and Disney. Walt Disney World on a budget. It's the episode you've all been waiting for.
Well, you know, not too long ago, we did the listener request of unlimited budget.
I believe that was episode 50.
Yes, lots of...
So it was quite long ago.
Quite a while ago.
Lots of listeners, lots of people tuned into that one.
Yes.
So we're going just the opposite here.
Yes, we've talked about if you had an unlimited budget, what you would do. But today we're talking about tips to help you save money. And I think back on episode 80, we gave you 80 free things you could do all outside the theme park.
Let's rehash that.
We had plenty more to go, right, Derek?
So today,
plenty.
We're going to name 90 ways you can save money at Walt Disney.
See episode 80.
No, we're not.
We're not doing
and we'll
that.
Come up with 10 more.
Yes.
That might or might not be on the list.
Yes.
As long as we don't do anything like to be or not to be, we're good.
Ah, that is the question. Or the next time we do it is...
The question is why?
3B or not 3B?
Oh, my
Get
goodness.
Get it? Instead
we're
of
not,
2?
No, we're not doing it.
Well...
Not going to make it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here today to help you save money in Walt Disney World. As we know, Walt Disney World vacation is far from cheap. It is an expensive affair, but... We're going to try to help you make it less expensive with some of the tips, tricks, and shenanigans we've picked up along the way throughout the past years going in our time at Walt Disney World. I'll start things off tonight here in the graveyard, and I'm going to say when you go to Walt Disney World, don't eat. Don't eat food. If you can go your whole trip without spending a nickel on food, you will save all kinds of money.
And you will not live. So, I guess...
No, in all seriousness, I will say, speaking of food, I'm going to say, and Craig's not going to like this one, don't get the dining plan. Do not get the dining plan, and in that way you can save money. Now, I think we can talk a lot about ways to save money on dining. That's just kind of where I decided to go first. But Derek, do you want to talk about why maybe they can save money not getting the dining plan?
Well, I think you said you save money not being on the dining plan because... It's the main reason we don't get the dining plan, and that's strictly because I don't feel that we necessarily spend $50 a day in food every day. Now, some days we will, but not. I can't say that for certain that we do, and so that's why we do not do the dining plan.
Mm-hmm. I will say I agree with you, but with a family of four like my four, we're spending well over that. But I agree. I mean, because you're spending more... I'm trying to think what the dining plan is right now per person.
I think it's roughly $55.
A night?
A person.
Oh, no, it's more like $75.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Per person per day?
Per person per night of your stay, yes.
Since we are on a budget, I'll go with you guys on this because if we were not on a budget or at least a more flexible budget, we're trying to do this as cheap as possible. So
yes.
If we were not, I would still say the dining plan. For this purpose, I would go 100% with you. Don't get the dining plan for a budget trip.
And obviously, you're not going to, you know, if you're looking to save money, you're not going to be looking to have a sit-down meal every day.
Correct.
Which is what you're given on the dining plan. And so,
the regular, you can do the quick service.
Well, true. But in that same vein, I think Disney's quick service dining has gotten so good and diverse. There's a lot of different options with a lot of different cuisines. You know, it's not just hot dogs and hamburgers and chicken strips. I think just kind of speaking on dining, not only can you do quick service dining, but you can also share meals with quick service dining.
And that's one reason we don't spend as much on dining is we typically share meals, and that affords us a little more in the ability to try more foods.
Yeah.
So that's what we really like to do.
Yeah, I know several times when we went on fall break, we'd order two meals, and of course Sissy and I and the two boys would all share that, and you know if you get hungry later you can stop and eat again. But I think staying away from the dining plan and focusing on quick service, but also sharing meals, there's no shame in that. There's nothing that says everybody in your party has to get a meal, and I think it's an easy way to save money because a lot of those quick service meals have a lot of food.
Yes. Well, I've got something to, I mean, if we're done with that topic, to move on in the same sense, though, again, saving money into the parks is eat breakfast outside the park, like in your room, Pop-Tarts, those type of things, mm-hmm. some kind of breakfast items, bring with you, and then bring snacks with you into the park. It's always going to be more expensive in the park rather than out of the park. Now, again, we're on a budget here, so I guess, and guys, you tell me if I'm wrong, we're looking more at budget than we are at experience. Because you want to experience a lot of those things in the park, a lot of the meals, taste different meals and different eateries around the parks. But if we're on a budget, we're kind of staying away from that. Is that what we're doing?
I think snacks that you can get out, that you can get anywhere. We usually always try to take bottled water. And we'll bring a few Cokes. Bottled Cokes, because again they're so expensive in the parks. You're talking $4 or $4.25, something
mm-hmm,
like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we typically bring bottled water, bottled Coca-Cola, and maybe some chips or cereal. Bring a big bag of Doritos in for less than you're going to pay for a small bag of Doritos in the park. That sort of thing.
Right.
So any type of snacks like that you can get in a grocery store for cheap. But now if you obviously can't bring your own LeFou's brew into the park. So for those specialty snacks, like you said, Craig, obviously, you know, spend your money on those and don't waste your money on bottled water or things like that.
I mean, we witnessed when all three of us went in July at Hollywood Studios, that family of probably seven or eight had a whole meal there, a pasta and all kinds. I don't know how they got into the park.
A whole cooler with eight Tupperware containers.
Yeah, and we're not exaggerating. I mean, they had brought the whole. So, I mean, you can do as much as you want to. And Disney's going to let you. They're not going to confiscate any of that stuff and say, no, you can't bring that in the park.
Yeah.
They just want to make sure it's safe. But if it's safe, they're going to let you bring in the park.
And just to touch on that, if you're not able to drive or if you don't want to go out to a local store, the Amazon services and some of the grocery services you can have delivered
Garden
to the
grocer.
Resort. To your resort. So I think that'll be a little bit more, I wouldn't say considerably more than going to the grocery store yourself, but again, it's the time-saving aspect. I think I'm willing to pay for that, again, losing that time away from the park. So
the first time we went back as a family, that's kind of we were kind of on a tight budget, and I remember we did that with Garden Grocer. We ate breakfast in the room, and we ate supper in the room. Lunch, that was our one meal out. So we allowed ourselves every day one meal out, and we paid for that, wherever that was. But other than that, we ate in the room. So it is doable, and you can save quite a bit of money by just having one meal and kind of splurging and enjoying that. You know, we ate at Ohana. We ate at, let me see where else. We ate at Be Our Guest, at different places like that, just to experience that. But again, we allowed it just one a day, so it's easy to budget that in. And always remember, when you're budgeting that in, you're also budgeting tips in as well. So don't forget that.
Yes, don't forget tipping.
Yes. I think with Garden Grocer, you do have to have a minimum order of $40, I feel like.
And that's easy to do with.
Yeah.
But it's still cheaper, like you said. You're getting a case of water for what it's probably going to cost you to get two or three.
Yes.
Inside the park.
And also with them, you do get discounts for ordering more ahead of time.
Yes, more in advance.
So that's another thing to think about.
Good tips. I think a lot of ours are going to revolve around dining. Derek, how else do you like to save money when at Walt Disney World?
Not really. I wasn't looking to save money when I found these, but on souvenirs. I really have become a fan of the pressed pennies for souvenirs, mm-hmm. and they're 51 cents. Most of them is what it's going to cost to have that done.
Yep.
And they have a lot of them. They have websites out there that have the where you can find certain pressed pennies, and I get on there and look and see if there's anything that's interesting to me, and I try to find those in different places. So that's just one of the souvenirs that I get. We get that, and then usually magnets for the refrigerator. Those are our top two souvenirs, and they're, again, it's not expensive, but we weren't looking to save money on souvenirs. That's just the things that we happen to like, and they're inexpensive. So,
yeah, a good little cheap souvenir. Another one for me, do not buy the park hopper option. And I think in our earlier episodes, we talked about tickets, maybe episode 3. It may have been that long ago, or maybe 4. It's one of those. It's been so long, decades ago, it seems like.
See, I don't know that I agree with you on that.
Well, I think it's I was talking to someone the other day, a family of 5, and they were looking to go for 6 days. And I think I did the math, and it was going to save them $400 and they'd never been before. Their kids have never been. They've never been. For like a 6-day ticket versus a 6-day park hopper ticket for 5 people, it was going to be a difference of $400. So
right. I think you said 6 days on a first time trip. I can understand that. Yeah. But if you've been like us, I don't think you can't not get the park hopper.
Well, yeah. I mean,
because it's one price no matter how many days you go.
Yeah, but a lot of times when we go too, it's just we're paying for one or two, or we have annual passes. For Craig to take his family of 4 on a 5-day trip and buying those 4 park hopper tickets, it's one way you can save money.
Yeah, I think the way you're looking at it, saving on a budget, I totally agree. Because for me, I'm sitting here thinking, when you said that, I'm thinking, well, I like to maximize my time, and when a park closes, I'll jump to another park. So you get really getting your money's worth. But when you're looking at what we're trying to do here in this show is a budget, then you're right. If you're saving $400 or $500, absolutely. Then we're trying to go as cheap as we can to Disney. So that's, I agree with you. Don't do the park hopper. And for that matter, don't do the memory maker either.
Better yet, just don't even go. That'll save you a lot of money.
Watch it all on YouTube. Yes.
I'd hate to say don't get the memory maker, but you're just getting park tickets.
That's true.
You're trying to save as much money as you can and take pictures.
I say that we should do a show where we just pretend like we're in the park. Like, oh, look at there. It's Main Street. Can't believe we're here. And that way for people who can't go, they can just listen to us.
Yes.
And live it through
that
us.
That sounds as entertaining as some of the shows we've done before. So,
well, it wouldn't take much to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Craig, you got any more?
I do. What about, and you guys, again, we can debate this, stay off-site, off-property, because you can stay much cheaper off-site. But, guys, here's my question. Is it worth staying off-site now that you have to pay for parking? Well, you had to pay for parking anyway. So you're talking about an extra $20 a day? Is that correct?
Unless you have an annual pass.
Okay, but you don't, because we're doing Disney on the cheap here.
That's true.
So you're staying off-site? Yeah, I think so. I mean, going back to our first trip we took back to Disney with my family, we stayed off-site in a timeshare. It cost us $100 for the whole week. So we were paying $20 for parking for the week we were there, for the 7 days, but we just paid $100. So if you can get something like that, without a doubt, Matthew, you've done that as well, staying in a timeshare off-site. It's a no-brainer. Saving money there.
And I think
even if you stay in a hotel off-site, if you don't have a timeshare, you're still going to be cheaper. I mean, we're looking at $99 is a rock bottom for a resort at Disney.
And that's if you're lucky.
If
you're at the right time and the right day of the week.
So, I mean, I think one way to save money is stay off-site. Now, I don't encourage that, because you miss the whole Disney experience if it's your first time.
Yeah. But definitely, going back to saving money, stay off-property.
Okay, if you're staying on property, I have one that maybe you take a day off from your parks, and only if you say you're there for 4 days, you only do 3 days worth of parks and have a rest day or a resort day.
Yeah.
I think that would save you, that'll save you all your tickets for that one day.
About $100 a person at that point, yeah.
So I think that would save you some money.
Yeah, I think once, it's not until you get about 5 or 6 day on the park ticket that you really start to save money.
Yeah, that it becomes like $20 or $30 each day or whatever.
So yeah, maybe instead of a 3-day ticket, do a 2-day, or a 4-day, do a 3-day. Easy.
And that encourages you, if you're staying on site again, it encourages you to learn about the resort and just see what all it offers.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff at the resort you take for granted that they have, and they, you know, like the pools and like walking trails and seeing different resorts that don't cost you anything to walk around and see them. Yeah, so have an adventure day, if you will. If you've never been,
I like that. Adventure day.
If you've never been over to Fort Wilderness or Wilderness Resort, go see those because those are really interesting to see and be a part of. Or Animal Kingdom Lodge. Those are great places to go visit.
Animal Kingdom Lodge. That's it.
Yeah.
It just didn't sound right when he said it. Sorry.
This one may be a little obvious, but clearly we've said over and over, if you can go when it's not crowded, don't go when it's crowded. But you know, they price it less now with tickets and resorts. But just a good rule of thumb is, you know, if you kind of have some freedom with whatever time of the year it is, hotel nights are much cheaper Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, as opposed to the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. So if you're going, say, for 5 nights, rather than make it a Thursday through Tuesday stay, maybe you make it a Monday through Friday or something like that. You know, the more nights you can get on that Monday through Thursday. And the same's true of if you're going to fly. You know, the cheapest flight prices are what, Derek? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, typically?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, yes.
So if you can kind of look at that when you go and how many days you go, consider that as far, and that can have, again, play a role in your hotels, your flights, and even now your tickets.
And that's what we're doing on our trip coming up here in a few weeks. We'll be going Sunday through Thursday. So I wanted to go Sunday to Saturday, but Rachel said that was too many days. She gets kind of bored. She doesn't enjoy the parks as much when you're there for a whole week.
That makes it cheaper, and also cheaper flight by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. Something else I thought of, and this kind of goes along with food. Derek mentioned want to go kind of triggered, and I guess it's more or less what you said earlier, Matthew. But since you don't have park hoppers, you still can go back to your resort and come back in the same park. You can do that all day long if you want to. So I would encourage you, if you don't want to eat in the park because it's more expensive for lunch, then go back to somewhere like Earl of Sandwich and get you a cheaper meal for lunch and then come back to the park. Again, that's something we've already mentioned, but still, there's other options outside the park that are sometimes cheaper than eating inside the park.
Indeed.
And if you go after 4, you can go straight to Disney Springs from any of the parks.
My tip is to go back and listen to episode 80 as we name 80 free things you can do.
Yes.
And that will certainly, if it's free, it'll definitely help you save money. You know, you can get the free electricity there by plugging your phone into an outlet to charge it up.
Listener Nick did give us a couple of suggestions on some tips for that on Twitter, so maybe if we ever had to expand that list.
Yeah, like breathing air.
Yeah, the oxygen they're giving out.
What are some other things, guys? I know there's several other things we could do.
Derek mentioned the souvenirs, but I think just going into it and limiting yourself and your kids as far as what your souvenir expectations are. So for us, when we go, we know our family's going to get a photo album, and Bruin knows he's going to be able to pick out one reasonably priced thing over the course of the trip, because you're getting emptied into all these gift shops, and obviously they're going to be enticed to buy a number of things. But that's one thing we do is we let them know up front. Okay, you're going to get one souvenir that you get to pick on this trip, but again, it's got to be within a reasonable price range.
So you've changed that, because earlier when you've talked about this before on the show, you said you get to pick one thing, and we kind of named some things, and you said, no, it has to be inexpensive. Like, we named the Jedi lightsaber.
He amended glass it. He amended that. It so, yeah, at
I
that
know,
time,
I noticed
though.
That. Okay.
Yes. I'm not buying them a model of Darth Vader for $4,000.
I think some of these things we say are kind of redundant, and also I think it goes without saying, but there's lots of entertainment that's free within the parks that you can do on a budget, doesn't cost you more. It's already part of your park ticket. And sometimes we don't take advantage of those things, and we just go from round to round and skip those things. But in about every park, I mean, just Citizens of Main Street, Dapper Dans, the parades, the fireworks, the British Revolution, and some of those other bands and things at Epcot. So I think there's lots of entertainment that we maybe sometimes we overlook, but could fill the day easily without spending a dime, and it's already there for you. Mm-hmm. Lion King, things like that.
I agree.
Let's talk about this just real quick, guys. Where would you stay on a budget that you would be happy with staying with on a budget?
Pop Century. I think that's the simplest answer.
Yeah, because, you know, if you look on DisneyWorld.Disney.Go.com, you're looking at all the different places to stay, and the prices look great for All Stars.
Mm-hmm.
But once you stay there, you think it wasn't worth it.
Well, hey, if our number one goal is to save money, though, I'm going to bring a tent.
I was going to ask if any of us would ever do that.
Would you do it?
That's what I'm asking.
Now we have convince me. We have friends. How many miles away are we from Disney World? Just
hours.
We're 10 hours, right?
Yes, 10 or 11 hours.
So you can imagine. I mean, we've got some friends here that live
close. How many kilometers?
A lot. We've got friends that live close, and they have stayed two or three times taking their own camper with them.
Their camper, but would you get... Is it the same cost if you take it to camper as opposed to a tent?
Do the campsites have a pickup at MCO?
I don't know.
I guess you could just get on Fort Wilderness.
Sure. They take you to Fort Wilderness. Would you stay in a tent at Disney World is my question.
Oh, I don't know.
Would you, Craig?
Probably could for a couple nights.
I'd do it. I'm down. Let's do it.
No, you wouldn't want to do it with me because of my snoring.
That's true. We'd need a tent a mile away.
My only thing...
That thing you'd be echoing through the whole campground. Nobody'd be sleeping that night.
They would put... Hey, they'd put us up in somewhere just to get
Craig,
us out of there.
Craig, hurry. We got to get to sleep. next time we go, we stay in a tent.
Oh, no, Derek. You think Matthew can find our tent since he ain't got here yet?
That's right. And we would lock you out of the tent.
We're packing a tent purpose. The next time we go, and we're staying at the campground.
Good night.
Book it.
Well, see, my only thing about that would be you have to maximize your rest when you have it.
Then again, we'd have to pack a tent and sleeping bags and
pillows.
You have
to maximize your time of rest.
You could send it in the mail.
That's just too... That's
guys, I'm trying to talk here. Sorry. I don't know if y'all noticed or not.
We're listening.
You have to maximize your time of rest at Disney. If you're resting in a tent, you're not maximizing rest. That's just my personal opinion from sleeping in tents.
Hey, we're not trying to maximize risk. We're trying to maximize savings here. And if you're wanting to maximize savings, you're going to construct a tent out of your bed sheets, pack it in your suitcase.
I bet they let you rent a tent.
All right.
Probably for $400 a night.
Then you could, a tent or a pop-up campsite starts at $55 a night.
Bingo. Let's do it.
A full hookup campsite, which is like we were talking about earlier, is $82, starting at $82
a
night.
Yep, we need what's a pop-up campsite?
A pop-up camper.
That's where you don't have...
But you don't have any hookups.
You don't have utilities hooked up to it.
That's us. So we wouldn't have any... There's no utilities. I'm in. I'm ready. Any other ways we can save money?
We hear that no matter where we're staying.
Any other ways we can save money at Walt Disney World?
All right, we've talked about rooms. We've talked about... And I don't guess we really have to talk about getting
down
there.
I would consider one of the All Stars. I mean, because really all you're wanting is somewhere to lay your head.
Which All Star would you consider?
Sports. I would do sports or movies.
I think I would choose movies because sports is most of the time you have teams there.
I would just do sports just because it's the first bus pickup. Here's another talked about this back on episode 3, Travel. Drive to Disney World, and here's one better, drive through the night, which, Derek, I think that's what you're doing.
I'm not, I'm flying.
Oh, you decided to fly.
We got...
Somebody's not trying to save money.
Round trip tickets were only $200.
What hotel are you staying in again?
We are staying in
Riverside. They are DVC renters.
DVC renters, step aside.
In Riverside.
Make way for Prince Derek and the DVC renters.
Rachel, I did want to say that Rachel did find it funny when I mentioned my sweet talking lips. But she probably won't find it funny a second time.
No. No. See, you're in trouble because your wife actually listens to this show.
That's right.
But if you drive through the night...
I stay in trouble.
If you drive through the night, you don't have to stop for food. You obviously are not going to spend money on a hotel room. You will have to stop at least once for gas. Now, all of this is coming from Middle Tennessee.
Right.
So keep that in mind. But if you can make drive through the night, you're not going to eat as much, and you're certainly not going to stop and pay for a hotel room.
And gas is very relatively inexpensive right now. Compared when I went, again, our first time back with family, we were going to fly. Couldn't decide to fly or to drive. We drove, and gas was $4.10 a gallon.
Good grief.
So and so flying wasn't going to be any cheaper, really. So we ended up driving.
I'm so happy it's back down to 55 cents here in Tennessee.
It is?
A gallon.
Yeah. I think that's water. I don't think that's gas you're putting in your car.
No wonder it wasn't working.
What noise, Derek, would it make if you put water in your car?
I guarantee you this. I'm filling it up with diesel. Diesel
haven't
fuel.
Heard that in a while. Derek, what would it sound like?
I don't know. It wouldn't. I've heard some of Matthew's cars, and they don't sound good. What would the
car sound like? Hey, my car right now sounds just fine. There was that one car.
Matthew will have a noise coming from his car for 3 years before he notices it.
What if you had water in your gas?
It's not that I don't notice it, it's that I tolerate it.
Why would you have water in your gas and a chihuahua sitting on the front dash and a turkey was crossing the road in front of you?
I don't know.
Oh,
sorry.
I don't know. We do appreciate those pictures from...
Yes, we do.
From Twitter, from listener Chris. Those were quite funny. I don't know if Matthew saw those, but everybody else did here.
So, All-Star Music. All-Star Sports is where we'll stay.
No, we're staying at the tents.
Well, we're staying at the tents.
We're not getting the meal plan. We're driving down meals. There. We're going to drive.
Straight through.
We're going to stay Monday through Thursday.
But again, we've shared meals as three grown men.
That's true.
And not... find it odd at all.
We're not getting park hopper.
We didn't. Others probably did, but we didn't. Okay. I mean, I think we've saved quite a bit of money. We ordered through Garden Grocer or someone like that. Garden Grocer has no is not giving us anything to advertise here. So any other affiliate like that you could order.
We're setting limits on the souvenirs.
Yes.
So all of these are good money-saving tips that we have had good luck with in the past. If you have a money-saving tip, please let us know on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Or you can always email us, grimgrinningguys@gmail.com. But guys, I have enjoyed this. I hope you have also. It's time for a segment, though.
Grim.
Grinning. Greatness.
90 episodes in.
I still miss it.
He's still making us chuckle. Earlier, I mentioned the sharing of the meals.
Yes.
And Derek, we kind of discussed this off air. But this is the Grim Grinning Greatness question of the day. What quick service restaurant in all of Walt Disney do you think is the best one to share meals at? If you were going to share a quick service meal, where would you go? And my answer is very quickly, I'm going to say Flame Tree Barbecue. They have a couple meals in the neighborhood of $19 or $20 that can feed at least two people and maybe more. You're talking about the sampler platter with barbecue, ribs, and chicken. The St. Louis ribs platter, which is a whole lot of ribs. I don't know if it's a half rack or a full rack. But they come with good sides. And, of course, you can always get a meal and an order of onion rings there. That's what we usually do. And it's more than enough to feed Sissy and I. What say you, Derek?
I'm going to go with a place that we have shared a few meals before, and that's going to be Casey's Corner. If you get the footlong meal with the footlong dog and the French fries, I think that's a good amount of food for two people to be able to share, and I find it very good quality for a hot dog, of course.
For me, if we're talking about quick service, I'm probably looking at two different places, but they're pretty much the same. Pecos Bill's or Cosmic Ray's. I think both of those have a great toppings bar to go along with what they're normally serving. So I think by having that, it really helps you to maximize what you're getting for the price you're getting and the amount of food you're getting. So I would go with either one of those. Like I said, they're both kind of the same when it comes to the toppings bar.
I think we named three very good locations. Well, we hope today's episode has been informative. After, you know, the recent string of fun episodes, we're glad to hop back on the carousel of process and give you all some advice in terms of helping you save money on your next Walt Disney World vacation. So, with that being said, we encourage you as always to reach out to us on social media or email and let us know what you thought of the show. and also share with us ideas that you may have to help other listeners such as yourself save money on your next Walt Disney World vacation. As you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free.